As many who drive the sea-to-sky highway on a regular basis know, the winding piece of pavement draws out motorcycle enthusiasts. That's why when David Buzzard, a freelance photographer and journalist who lives in Whistler, saw, and heard, a motorcycle coming up behind him while heading home from Vancouver on Friday, August 6, he knew there was a good chance he'd be passed. He didn't quite expect how it was done, though. "I saw the guy coming up behind me," he tells Vancouver is awesome. "He looked way more serious than the regular guys that I see driving back and forth." The rider, who had been in a crouch, relaxed a bit as he pulled up behind Buzzard's SUV. He even pulled up his visor to wipe his brow, letting go of the handlebars to do so. "I said to my wife, this guy is going to come flying by us, eh?" Buzzard says. When they got to the passing lane, Buzzard moved over. As soon as the lane opened up, the rider gunned it, popping the bike into a wheelie. He held it for at least 500 meters, Buzzard says, only dropping to two wheels only because a corner was coming up. "It was pretty impressive," Buzzard says. "I suspect the guy has some racing experience." Buzzard's SUV was probably going around 100 kilometers per hour, he says. The bike might have hit 170 kilometers per hour. The way the rider was dressed and acted suggested this was someone who had professional experience with motorcycles, he adds, noting he's seen lots of bikes over the years on the highway, with plenty making aggressive driving choices. This driver was more relaxed and calm. Still, if the rider had fallen into his path, there was nothing to stop the SUV from running him over. While he was impressed by the move and got a laugh out of it, Buzzard also notes the highway can be dangerous for bikers, who often head up and back down for an afternoon drive. "They're involved in some very serious accidents," he says. "I've been to several fatal accidents or where someone was seriously injured." David Buzzard occasionally works with Glacier Media.